The House of Representatives this week begins debate on a bill that would authorize the president to attack al-Qaeda and its associates all over the world. Supporters say the measure would give the U.S. more leeway to fight terrorists after the death of Osama bin Laden. Critics say it hands the White House too much power. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
The last time Congress waded into this debate was September 2001, a week after the attacks that killed almost 3,000 Americans. Lawmakers passed an authorization to use military force, or AUMF, against the people who planned those attacks and the countries that harbored them. It didn't mention al-Qaeda. Well, a lot's changed in 10 years. Bin Laden's dead, al-Qaeda has taken root in Yemen and Somalia, and law professor Bobby Chesney says now might be a good time to update the law to cover groups that strike American troops.
Groups like that are not in any way encompassed by the original AMF by its own terms, but that very clearly are engaging in combat operations against our soldiers in Afghanistan. And of course we should have a clear legal foundation for fighting back against them.
The defense spending bill up for consideration by the House this week would do just that. The bill says the U.S. is at war with al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and associated forces. It gives the White House the power to take action against anyone who belongs to those groups or anyone who supports them, anywhere in the world. For human rights lawyer David Reams, that's going too far.
The fact of the matter is that it's a radical expansion of existing authority that would commit the United States to open-ended policing of the world. It would, in effect, make the United States the master of the world.
Congress is giving up too much, he says.
It's a blank check to the president to wage war.
So it's not a blank check. In fact, it fills in the blanks.
That's Cully Stimson. He worked at the Pentagon during the Bush years. And he says the new defense bill finally makes clear the administration can hold detainees until the end of any hostilities.
It puts to rest this nagging argument that we've seen over and over and over again that the AUMF does not specifically authorize detention.
Well, not so fast. Those arguments are still nagging at human rights groups. Laura Murphy works at the American Civil Liberties Union. She says if the House bill moves forward, the conflict might never end.
It could be like the war on drugs. No one has declared an end to the war on drugs.
Because the measure doesn't say the conflict is confined to, say, Iraq or Afghanistan, she says it could lead to some alarming situations.
Unlike the authorization for the use of military force that was passed in 2001, has no geographic boundaries, so the president could take America to war in any country in the world, including inside the United States itself.
Critics like Murphy have another concern. The defense authorization bill moved through the House Armed Services Committee earlier this month in a marathon session. The provision that authorizes military force got only a few minutes of debate after midnight. Human rights groups hope the measure gets a more careful look this week. Again, here's Murphy.
The Senate has an obligation to be much more deliberative than the House has been, and to really give this particular provision full and fair hearings and debate.
For its part, the White House has remained silent about its views on the legislation. In court cases filed by Guantanamo Bay detainees, President Obama has implied he's taking a lot of the authority to hold terrorism suspects that the House is debating whether to give him outright. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.